See, now you can say it.
Taste in the darkness. I love that.
Tasting the darkness, how I describe drinking Kraken for people's 21st birthday celebrations.
Taste in the darkness, the dark sour of people. And all the people, this ain't me and CJ. Oh, wait. Oh, Merry Christmas, Alex. Lehu, Merry Christmas. Sit on P1 Santa Claus lap real quick and tell me what you want for Christmas besides a hangover medicine.
Saints Row 4. Sonic Lost World.
You don't need those video games. They corrupt children's minds.
quiet.
Here, take this book.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like, what's it? Why is their name slipping me right now? The NRA would be like, oh, those video games are violent. They're corrupting this society. Here, have an AK.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd give you a 9mm. Come on now. I'm from Compton. We don't have AKs. We have 9mm.
Oh, good point.
People, welcome to another edition of Movies for... Matter of fact, our Christmas edition, whatever, because by the time this comes up, Christmas will be around, whatever. So
that's true.
So episode 92, phenomenal one here.
And Lehu here again.
Yeah, and we're both tired and drained and...
drunk.
Yeah. a lot of shit coming up this Christmas, too. I don't know about you, man, but I'm ready for the... Well, even though by the time it's going up, it'll be over, but I'm waiting for the holidays to be over.
I just want to get to them. I want to have fun. I mean, I've had most of my Christmas parties now. Now it's like, all right, let's get Christmas coming. Come on, I've watched all my specials. I've done all my friends' Christmas parties. I think I'm ready to go for Christmas.
Yeah. Me, I'm just tired of getting drugged.
Oh, so that's what you call it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm tired of getting drugged for entertainment purposes. Come on, be the phenomenal one. Drink it. Okay, whatever.
And then 5 minutes later, then 5 minutes later, man, he's such an asshole. Why did I do that?
You know what I say? He's such a perverted asshole. Why did I do that?
Oh, you're right. I apologize. That's an excellent point.
If you think that I talk now, then you should see me when I go out drinking or whatever. I will talk to anybody, anyone, whether their boyfriend is there. It does not fucking matter. I will talk my ass off or whatever. Because that's how I let the alcohol just flow out of my body, by moving around and just talking.
Yeesh.
I will talk to your girl in front of you, people. And it's been done before at these movie spoilers events.
So don't let him come.
So I just want you to know that that's not me. That's the alcohol talking. That's not me at all.
All right. So before the both of us die, what do we got today?
Now, who do you think will die first? I probably predict me because, you know, I'm older, so.
Yeah, you're older and you drink much more than I do.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Your liver will hate you much quicker than mine.
You gotta get these liver pills, dude. If you start doing it, whatever. Trust me,
that's gonna be the $1 million invention, a pill that fixes your liver.
I don't think it does anything. You go to GNC, you know, you get your little vitamin pills, whatever, and shit like that, whatever. And I don't know if it does anything, but I just buy it just to say, well, I'm doing something to treat.
Well, I'm trying.
So we got comments. We got some box office talk, which I'm very interested to talk about with you, especially for the number one box office
here. I haven't seen it yet, actually, so this is going to be interesting.
I want to talk to you about the number one. I want to ask you a question about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wonder if you'll have an answer for me that I'm expecting. I'm a little skeptical. We talked about this last week, and we talked about how a fan said something about it as well, whatever. So, you know, I want to know now, whatever. We got some Blu-ray releases, and we got a trailer talk with the greatest movie to ever be made of a NC-17 kind.
Oh, The Wolf on Wall Street, as you've told me?
The Wolf on Wall Street, yes. The porno movie.
Oh, my God. People, I get a text from P1 after he gets out of the screen. He's like, so yeah, Wolf on Wall Street, Christmas movie, right? Me, like, no. He's like, you're right. It's NC-17. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't care what anyone says. You see a fuck. Yeah, it's very Christmassy when you see like a goddamn. I don't even remember what it was. Up Leonardo DiCaprio's ass. So yeah.
You said firecracker.
It was like a candy cane firecracker. So I don't know what that
was. Oh, gosh.
When you see shit like that, then yeah, you know.
Merry Christmas.
The hipsters were out for this goddamn screener.
Of course they were.
I know L.A. has hipsters, but goddamn, they were out in droves. This goddamn screener. I was just like, Jesus Christ, this place is crowded with them. I was like, look at them. Man.
They're all so cute, thinking that they're going to like this movie and nobody else will.
Because they didn't let me in or whatever for like, I think I got there like early or whatever. So you be ready in 5 minutes or whatever, right? So I just sat to the side and I was just paying attention. I was like, man, this place is crowded. I was just looking around. Then I started just seeing people walk by and I was like, loafers, sweater.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Glasses with no lens in them. So I was like,
what are they doing here?
I started looking. Then I looked at me. I was just like, oh, hipsters.
You're just staring in a t-shirt. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah, I probably had like some fucking 80s reference shirt on or whatever. Damn, what? I had to think about it. What was I wearing? Okay, no, I wasn't wearing that. All right, thank you. Thank God. I don't want to be missing that crowd. I just didn't know LA had that many in rows, but whatever. You already getting some comments here, lady? Because, man, my alcohol is wearing off.
Sure. Let's go for it. My hangover's only getting worse.
Yeah, my alcohol's wearing off. That's a bad thing for this show. Anyway, the movie fucker comments on our Hobbit review. He says,
of course hey guys,
you did. Some of the, yeah. Hey guys, didn't some of the scenes in here look like a video game? And not even like the part of the video game where like you have to do shit. I mean the part where like the game is getting into the story. Because I swear to God, that's what it looked like for me. Which without a doubt proves you were right about your whole 48 frames per second thing, because goddamn did it take me out of the film.
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't work. I don't care what the hell James Cameron says. It doesn't work.
And Peter Jackson?
No, I thought it was James Cameron was the one that was proposing that.
I think it's Peter Jackson. I've never heard of James Cameron, but yeah.
Because I know I do remember Cameron saying he was thinking about using it for Avatar 2, 3, and 4, which I hope he does, because that means people will hate it.
I was just gonna say. If it is James Cameron that's saying that, it's funny that he is saying that because he'll never use that shit for his movies.
Right.
He's trying to make Peter Jackson fail. He's like, yeah, Peter Jackson, go ahead and use that, man. Looks good. Looks good.
Well, I remember Peter Jackson said, like, hey, this could be a big thing for 3D. And I'm just like,
crazy?
Huh?
Is he crazy? What?
No, he was like, this could be a huge thing for 3D. I think I want to try it. And I'm just like, go right ahead. I'm going to laugh when you do.
It looks, because I saw it, I don't know if you saw it in 3D or whatever, but I saw it, and it looked worse in 3D.
I did not see it in 3D, so...
Yeah, because the frame rate problem with 48 frames per second, it makes shit look like it's TV-like. It makes it too... For a fantasy film, you can tell too much of what's going on behind the green screen, if anything.
Right.
And I think I told you this, but, you know, Bryan Singer is a fan of that shit.
Oh, no.
He said he would really like to use it for Days of Future Past, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is becoming a thing now.
Don't do it. Bryan, you're better than that. You're
better. That's why I was shocked when I heard him say that, whatever, because it was like he was like loving it in this article I had read about. He was just like saying how like it's gonna like innovate the new age of cinema and shit like that. I was just looking at him like, it's gotta be like a joke or something.
It's like, let's just make Peter Jackson feel good. Yeah, let's just make him feel good.
I said he must be best friends with Peter Jackson or something. There's no way impossible he thinks that looks beautiful. I've seen your previous movies, Bryan. Say, come on now, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, imagine a superhero movie.
Oh,
whatever. Next comment here comes from I actually talked to this person on Facebook. Foreigner too. So his English is not all that great.
Okay.
From our American Hustle review. Just a little praise here, whatever. Nothing serious here. A little praising, but I guess it's Key, because it's K-I, so Key.
Okay.
Says, hi there, mates. Oi, mates. Good post and nice urgent comment at this place. I really enjoyed these. That's pretty much the sum of it.
Yeah.
I pretty much broke that down because it was
confusing as fuck.
Yeah, a very Australian like.
Okay, oi, fair enough. Mate. Oi, I really like your review. Yeah, I'm gonna go grill some shrimp on the barbie.
Damn, are you Australian? Are you
Australian? No, I really do like Australian culture though. It's one place I really do want to go into in my life.
I'm supposed to be going there in March.
Nice. That should make doing this interesting.
It's gonna be hot as fuck over there. It's gonna be hot as fuck over there. I don't know. I'm just gonna lie and tell them. Like, you know what, man? I don't have summer clothes, man.
Oops. Sorry.
I don't have bug spray. I don't have kangaroo spray either. So
I'm not gonna go down there and get kicked by a wallaby.
Yeah, that too. You know, it's funny because they were telling me. You know, people complain about movie theaters down here and shit like that. They were telling me down there, like, shit, like video games down there and shit.
Dude, no, video games. Those poor bastards.
Yeah, they cost like $100 out there.
They can't get shit either because their sensor board is like on crack, and will not let them get anything. Essentially,
they don't even have Netflix out there neither.
Well, I forget who it was, but there is someone talking about how their censorship board really doesn't understand how video games, whenever they do, like, crazy shit, usually are joking. Like, they can't get any Saints Row game.
I remember we, a while ago on DAW, we had all talked about this, whatever. We talked about that censorship on Saints Row, and they had got, I think for the... When they, if I'm mistaken, I can't remember what he said. They had got something of Grand Theft, I mean, of Saints Row 4, but they just changed the rating on it. But even though it's still the same damn gameplay,
huh? That's odd.
Which is weird. I was like, did they play this game?
Yeah, like it's corrupting our youth. It's like they know it's a joke, right? Like they know no one takes this shit seriously.
I was gonna say it's Australia. What do you mean corrupting youth? That youth has already been corrupted. Have you seen Mad Max?
Yeah, exactly.
they believe in that world. Come on. You know what? That's probably why they don't let them have video games. They still believe it's fucking mad that the wasteland is coming. And
right.
These dumb assholes straight don't believe anything. next comment here comes from our Mr. Banks review. She says, Stacy, she says, wish I could have seen you tear up, P1. You should have took me, LOL. I'm actually looking forward to this one, but got a question, although this doesn't bother me. How do you guys handle spoilers and still enjoy the content of the spoil? I like that. We live in a time of people losing their minds over hearing spoilers, but you two seem to be able to have spoiler conversations and not seem to mind it.
We've been doing this long enough.
What was that?
We've been doing this long enough. I mean, okay, honest answer, I mean, I'm a guy who, I love film because of the technical aspect it brings to storytelling. That's a big thing for me, and that's why I want to go into the medium. So to me, if a story is spoiled, that's fine for me, because in that case, I just want to see how that story looks.
You know, I gotta say, my brother Leigh Long, I'm kind of shocked at that myself now that you bring that up, Stacy, because it sure doesn't seem to bother him, which I would, for some reason, I would imagine it would, but for some reason, when he hears something, it doesn't... He's like, oh, whatever, that seems cool. Oh, that seems bad. Oh, I don't want to see that, whatever. So, because like, there's a, you see it online, people lose their shit over fucking spoilers or whatever, which we're at a time now and place where, honestly, spoiling something for me, I don't give a shit about it personally or whatever, is because, just because, say, Leighton saw something or played a game or something, and he told me about how it ended or something, yeah, some telling it to me. Visual aspect of it, when I see it and how it comes together or whatever, that's what I'm more intrigued by or whatever. Not just right. Because, oh, I know the ending of it now, so that's just going to ruin the whole thing for me. How the fuck does that ruin the whole thing for me?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's one of those, like, type cases where, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter whatsoever because I'm there to see, like, I'm more there to see how the movie is, like, shown.
Yeah, like, because I didn't see the last episode of Breaking Bad till like a week later or whatever. And
that shit got spoiled for you.
People were talking about it to me or whatever. They was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it. Oh, I feel like a dick. And I was like, no, don't. And I was like,
it's all good, boy. It's all good.
My goddamn feelings or whatever. I was like, I'm going to see it and I'm still going to enjoy it or whatever. I mean, it's like, oh, I was like, yeah, you should. I was like, because you see that shit with TV shows a lot or whatever. Whenever like it's either Facebook or Twitter or whatever, it's like, they were spoiling it for me or whatever just because someone said that was a great episode.
Right.
I don't know what they did.
I mean, like, hell, I don't even have to watch The Walking Dead and I know what happens every week.
Exactly. I mean, in video games, spoiling that for me. I mean, that, first of all, there's a lot of content in video games to spoil that, whatever. So that doesn't bother me at all.
That's a very good point.
There's a lot of shit going on. So if you told me the ending in Batman Arkham Origins or some shit like that, whatever, before I even played it, whatever, I'd be like, okay.
Cool.
But that game is over 8 hours long, so you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We just live in that time now where people are kind of stupid as fuck when it comes to spoilers or whatever.
Yeah.
I got to ask a question, too, Leighton. I got a question for you.
What's up?
Because I always hear this. There's one guy I know they give shit to. But in the This Is the End review, I heard or read or whatever, they straight up said that, oh, the devil comes out and it's not an alien invasion. There's demons and shit like that. Don't you think that's kind of a spoiler?
Yeah.
Because from the trailer, they don't show any of that shit, right?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we don't, with our reviews, we don't say anything, like, spoiler-wise until we do our review. Like, if we're doing a trailer talk, you know, we've already seen the film, we don't spoil it.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? Personally, for me or whatever, I think that ruins the conversation.
Yeah, I can see that.
I say that shit.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
How many podcasts or shows or things do you read, Lehu, that where you go like, oh, spoiler, but I can't say it or whatever. I want to say it, but I can't say it. We're here, and me and Lehu, we just go like, fuck it. We don't give a shit.
It's like, so what are we spoiling this week?
Yeah, exactly, or whatever. We ain't going to dilute our conversation or whatever and shit just because we're like, oh, spoiler or whatever. It's like, fuck that.
Right.
I can't tell you how many shows I listen to or whatever. Just go like, oh, I wish we could get in that tip, but you know, I don't want to spoil. It's like, well, just fucking say it then.
Just do it. It's not going to hurt anyone.
No, it's not whatever. And like you said, you've already said spoiler alert or whatever, which I think is the most stupidest fucking thing to say, honestly. Or whatever. But, you know, you already said it. If they would listen, but that's their fucking problem then.
Right.
But she gets a reply from Cynthia. She says, that's a good point, Stacey. It's one of those reasons why I love this site so much. No matter who's the host, whether it's Lena Leighton or, of course, the phenomenal one himself, they can always have a debate or a great conversation about films without worrying about, oh, is this a spoiler or not? Great review, guys. Great job this year, and cannot wait to hear the anniversary show.
The anniversary show?
I guess that's our best one. So, because we technically started on January 1st, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, technically, there's a lot of technical wise, but that's
fair enough.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of just January 1st. January 1st, New Year's Day, pretty much when the first episode of pretty much Movie Spoilers went up, which was a best and worst of 2011, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah, okay.
So I guess that's the anniversary show, but Movie Spoilers episode, last episode here, whatever. I got some comments here, too, as well. Some, Brittany, she says, oh, Lord, you've been fucking messaging me about this all day. She says, oh, my God, I cannot wait to hear you, Anchorman 2TPO, because I know for a fact you're going to hate this film. Yeah. As a black woman, me and my boyfriend walked out of the dinner scene. I haven't seen inappropriate comedy. This was the most offensive shit I've seen all year. Don't let Megan Good distract your real thoughts, TPO.
Well, she needs to go watch inappropriate comedy then, because I know we had a long talk about Iron Man 2 being offensive, but inappropriate comedy takes the cake. Bar none.
The thing about inappropriate comedy is that I don't know if you saw the credit scenes or whatever, like how they go like behind the scenes and shit like that, or whatever. They were having a good ass time on scene, and when I was watching the movie, I didn't get angry. I didn't get pissed off, whatever. I was making fun of it with Lena, whatever, for the longest, saying this is gonna be worse than before. I know it is, whatever. Just look at it, whatever, and shit. And I was sitting there watching, and I was just like, and what parts in their heads do you think this was funny?
Right.
Oh, I was like, none of this is funny.
Right. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, none of this is funny.
I was like, this is bad. This has bad taste written all over it, whatever. I was like, man, he was like, I was lucky this movie didn't get mainstream.
Right.
Because they would have been all over this shit.
Right.
I think that's the reason why they didn't go mainstream.
It very well could be, honestly. Like, maybe they were just afraid.
Yeah. Adrian Brody looked like he was having a good-ass time. He was smiling, laughing his ass off through the whole way. I was like, really, Adrian? I was like, what?
Why can't you do a second Predators movie? I know that's the one that most people would not think I would bring up, but...
Yeah, really? I actually kind of liked him.
I do too. I like that one a lot. The one that he was in.
I like it too.
So I think you could easily make a sequel to that one too.
I think that was the sequel, to be honest. My words or whatever to be. I think that was the sequel. I didn't really care for that Danny Glover one. So.
Right.
But, you know, I got to say, if anything, I mean, Adrian Brody, because a lot of the skits are making fun of, like, racial things. If anything, Adrian Brody was the one that wasn't doing the race. He was just doing the gay one. I didn't find that offensive. I just found that one to be out of bad taste and character for him.
Right. It was just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, he's better than that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he's better than
That's really what it is.
He probably just doesn't know it. I don't know why, whatever, but I mean,
the dude's won an Oscar.
I will say this about Movie 43 and Inappropriate Comedy. Maybe they didn't get the whole script. Maybe they only got their scenes.
Right. No, that makes sense.
So maybe they didn't see the movie as a whole, whatever. Maybe they only got their skit part. Because why would they need to see the rest of the movie? They're just they're like skit sprinting or whatever. So maybe they just got their parts, and maybe they just thought, oh, maybe this looks better than how it sounds or whatever. I don't know. I'm giving
right.
the benefit of the doubt because both of those movies has Academy Award winners.
Right.
Next comment here comes from Aiden. He says, hey, guys, I've been a listener since the old days of Movie Spoilers, or as I like to call it, Phase 1. I was just wondering if you guys were going to do an anniversary show other than your best worst podcast show.
It is going to be the best worst of.
Yeah, that's
what you're saying to me. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Because best and worst of will be off on the first, which is a Wednesday, and then the next day after that will be the other Movie Spoilers episode. So, I mean, you're getting like back to back shows there and there. I mean, you're getting on Tuesday, you're getting a Throwback Tuesday, which will be like kind of an anniversary show. Then you get the best and worst of from me and Lehu, and then you get an actual episode. It's like, yeah, that's enough right there.
It's an anniversary spectacular.
Yeah, that week is going to be action-packed, as we like to say on here. So, right. You know, it's going to be fucking amazing. I can't wait to be our best worst of.
I've almost got my list done. I'm very happy about that.
Poor fool on KHBK. That motherfucker watched Grown Ups 2, Inappropriate Comedy, and Movie 43 and shit in the same
day. Hey, he did his work.
That poor son of a bitch.
You have to, you know what, for this job, you have to do your work, and sometimes that's some shit work.
Well, I can tell you this right now, I'm glad I saw that shit on time, because I ain't going back to see that shit.
Right.
Next comment here is from Barbara. It says, haven't seen a post or anything about it, but was just wondering with the TV talk on this show, P1, are you planning on doing any more TV recaps? No. Because me, CJ, and Wayne don't really watch too much TV, and when we do... Well, CJ doesn't watch TV in general, so that...
When they do, it's The Walking Dead. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. CJ doesn't like... I mean, Frank, he doesn't like anything, so... I mean, he only watches Walking Dead because he just want to watch it with us or whatever, so I mean... And I hear Mob City is good. I mean, Almost Human. Weird. That shit's
Mob City's like, really good.
I heard the season's already done.
Okay. Yeah, it was only 6 episodes.
Damn, 6 weeks passed that fast? Because it started right after Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
God damn. That seems like just 2 weeks ago. Whatever.
Doesn't
so,
it?
Yeah, it does, really. Because someone was telling me about it. Like, he was like, you told me it just started. The season's ending this week. I was like, what?
It's like, that was quick.
Yeah, I was like, did the show get bad ratings or something?
She's no, like, it just, it was done quick.
She said that was the only episode she saw was the last one, too. She said it was really good. She was like, it took me a while to catch up, but I was like, I caught into it and was like, really? I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay,
it's
well.
It's really good.
One of our Spoiling Bastards is in that episode, in episode 3, he told me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I hope you got a big paycheck off that, motherfucker.
Yeah, really.
Next one comes here from Alex. Not one we have on the show. It says, by the way, Alex, thank you and your sister for sending me that bottle of Cavassier. I mean, not that. What is it? Remy Martin, yeah. I drank some of that last night, and that pretty much started my fucked upness.
Oh.
Ooh. So thank you. Oh, and it came with a flask, too.
Oh.
I was like, I got 3 flasks from the bastards out here or whatever. They must think I'm a raging alcoholic. But either way.
He says, probably.
Yeah. Says, hey guys, any hope for DC now that the writer from Argo has taken over?
Nope.
I'm not gonna lie, I got kind of a little glimpse of hope in there, and I just want to leave like that. But I heard that he's not taking over. I heard he's just finishing up.
That's why.
Which, that doesn't sound...
Here's the thing.
Why would he need to finish up?
Yeah, I don't have hope specifically for that reason, because all he's doing is a rewrite, which means that the studio, if he tries to do anything tricky, the studio under Zack Snyder is going to come in and be like, no, this is getting changed back.
Yeah, because when I saw it, I was like, oh, thank God, David S. Goyer is writing. But then I heard he's just taking over, so I thought he was... Because I thought I read that he said he was just taking over the ending or some shit like that, and I was like, oh, well, that did then, you know. I was like, oh, okay, well,
I don't know. Is he actually going to make Superman talk?
Instead of looking into the sky, looking confused.
Right.
talking about hope. What's the S stand for? Well, my planet means hope. Nigga, that's an S. Okay. You mean to tell me you live millions of years away and you can't develop outside of the human language?
What? Right.
What the fuck?
You stupid son of a bitch.
It's like you got all these creatures and shit, whatever, and you keep stand for hope. I like how he delivered that, too. He delivered that shit as if, like, he's been on that planet for years and shit like that. It's like his father just told him that shit, just, like, already delivered it, like, oh, my planet, that means hope.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know what else you can hope for, baby? That I'll be in you later.
Yeah, I'm gonna super pants you later. Don't you worry. Oh my god, it was funny because have you seen that poster for American Hustle with all the them changing to superheroes? Because you know it's got Bradley Cooper and all them on there.
Whatever. Yeah,
it's got like Rocket Raccoon and Lois Lane and Batman. Or I was like, damn, they probably would have made more money if they would have used that poster.
Probably.
No. I was actually excited for this just in the simple fact that, okay, maybe Ben Affleck has some power in this.
I don't know.
But I don't know. As far as him just finishing it or whatever he's doing for the writing, I don't know. Maybe he'll rewrite some of the shit that David S. Goyer just threw in there. It was shit, whatever. It makes me a little weird that David S. Goyer would just drop from that like that or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so... Wait, well, you know, we'll just have to wait and see if that fucking movie comes out. I don't know. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
First, like, last comment here I got here from Ariana from our Anchorman 2 review. She said, AP1, black. Wasn't that so funny, right? Right? I laughed in some parts because it was just all out stupid, but this felt lazy, and Brick is a horrible character. The best part of me is when he goes blind. I've been hearing that a lot, actually.
I didn't like that part.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that, man, like,
you should read a lot of articles. They've been saying how much that part was the best part of the movie. Like,
I know, that was weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt out of place because I wasn't laughing at that.
Because I don't think you really talked about that in your review, since you liked
it. Because I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. So what did you think about that part then? Since you liked the movie a lot, though, or whatever. So what was your thoughts then?
It was just like, I don't know, it was like one of those jokes that, like, I got why they did it, but it still, it felt, I don't know, it's just like, I really, like, I don't know, I really don't have an answer. It was just, it didn't make me laugh.
For you, can I say, is because you like its all-out craziness or stupid, and do you think it's because that toned down a little bit?
I think that might have been. I think it's just like... It was one of those jokes that's like, okay, I see what you're trying to go for here, but it's not working for me.
And it slowed down just a little bit, whatever. Because, I mean, they could have, seriously, I can't agree. I didn't like the movies. I can't really speak on it, but I could say, like, if they would have took that part off, it would have just got to that all-out fight scene or whatever, and it probably would have speed things up quick. Because that blind scene probably went on for, like, what, 10, 12 minutes maybe?
Yeah. I think that's really what it is. It's just, it felt too long. It felt way too long for me.
What was I about to say? It's funny because him going blind was just a fucking joke from goddamn Blades of Glory. I mean, right. Him ice skating. I was like, Jesus Christ, motherfucker! God damn it, he stuck this fucking movie in here, and you didn't even play the Flash Gordon theme. What the fuck?
Right. All right. What other comments we got?
Oh, that was the last one here. So you ready to get the box office talk here?
Yeah, since you said this is interesting.
Well, I'm gonna talk to you about the number one mainly or whatever. So let me get through this real quick. By the way, well, you know what? Let's just get in here. But number five, Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, you know, wow!
I gotta say, I'm kind of shocked that actually. What was that?
I said, wow, that skyrocketed up fast.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it's got about $15 million, $35 million dollar budget. This is going to probably stick around forever. Since
yeah, it's going to stick around for a bit. I can easily see that.
Yeah, everybody knows when it comes down to Oscar season, whatever, the general audience that don't go see as many movies or whatever and shit,
they pay come
attention
out
to the Oscars. Yeah, they pay attention to the Oscars, and when the Oscars bring up a movie name, whatever, they'll go see that shit in droves.
Right.
So $35 million made $15 million. The number four, which I thought it was going to be higher, but you know, hey, this is how Oscar movies do. Number four is American Hustle.
Oh wow.
$40 million budget. It's got $22 million. So just like Mr. Banks, it's got half its budget.
Okay.
Once again, this is the movie that's going to stick around for fucking forever.
Yeah. It's going to stick around for a bit. So, I can easily see that.
Which is funny, because I honestly thought both of these movies, you know, just a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been hype on both of the movies. As far as, like, hype around American Hustle, it's been critic and fan. And as far as Mr. Banks, it's just people that just want to go out and see this story or whatever. So I thought they would have been just a little higher. But
we'll give it a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things where people didn't know that they were coming out.
Yeah, that is true, because if for some reason, whenever it gets a limited release, a small release, whatever, when it gets this wide release, they don't never market it at all.
Right. And that's really the thing, is like, I don't think people really knew that it was out.
And you know what? I will say that's not a bad business move neither. Why spend more movie marketing a movie you already did or whatever when the Oscars are going to market it for you?
Exactly. So, like, once those start coming around, you know, once Oscar season starts coming around, I'd be willing to bet that those are going to start making a little more money and creeping up.
Oh, yeah, a little more. Shit, last year, remember when Silver Lining came out for L.A. or whatever, only $1 million. That motherfucker got Oscar or whatever. That shit made over 100 and something.
Right.
Shit, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Right, no, I agree, and I bet that happens again with either American Hustle or Saving Mr. Banks. It's going to happen with one of the two.
Jesus fucking Christ, that movie would not go away. I think that movie stuck around till like April or some shit, right?
Yeah. No, it was in there for a while. I mean, if I, like, you can tell that a movie does well, even in the home market, for when you try to get it, like, a year after it releases on, like, DVD or Blu-ray, it's still full price.
Yeah. Yeah. Number three. It's Frozen.
Oh, wow.
$150 million. It's got 190. Yeah, exactly. It's got $191 million. Worldwide, it's got $344 fucking million dollars.
That movie is doing more than okay.
Hey, it's doing some change here and there, Lehu, but you know, it ain't nothing big. You know, that's whatever.
Oh, right. Nothing big. Meanwhile, you had like every movie that's failed this year be like, can we have some?
No. That rat is saying, oh, no.
And then you got Man of Steel going, we're going to get beat by chicks.
Well, what's that movie? The Fifth Estate. Because, you know, the Buena Vista made Frozen. Buena Vista made that too, whatever. So
right.
That rat, they're going like, hey, Mickey, can we get some of that for the Fifth Estate? You get back in the closet.
Right.
They got a Disney vault for movies that don't make it.
Oh, God.
Number two, which we were talking about this last week as well, whatever. Number two is a new entry, and that's Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Oh, wow. Didn't make it.
Yeah, $50 million budget, $40 million, $40 million even. So it's going to make it next week.
Yeah.
If not, because of the four movie releases, they'll make it in 2 weeks then. So
I'm not going to lie. I thought it'd have a much higher budget due to the marketing.
You know what? That... motherfucker, it was an every goddamn, I mean, shit. It was more, I thought Man of Steel this year was the one that had the most marketing as far as being in, like, fucking commercials and shit, Burger King and Gillette and all that shit, but goddamn Anchorman 2 was in, like, actual news anchors or whatever, fucking car commercials.
Right.
What's another one? Shit, it was, maybe those kind of marketings pay for itself because they have a deal with that company, because, you know, the companies that it does it with is pretty big or whatever, so I don't know. Maybe they just went half and half, but yeah, $50 million, that's pretty cheap for all the marketing that was going on in this goddamn movie.
Right.
Either that or Will Ferrell just knows these people, because, you know, Will Ferrell's name, I mean, you'd have to fucking travel to buttfuck nowhere to know not know who Will Ferrell is, to be honest.
Right.
But it didn't get an international release, so I don't... Does this movie, you just go over there?
I can't remember, honestly.
I'm curious about that now. So maybe people don't know who he is worldwide, but I don't.
Right.
So shut the fuck up.
Right.
So, number one, man, this is what I want to talk about to meet you now. So we know what it is.
Is it The Hobbit?
It is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, which brought in $31 million. Now, last week brought in $70 million. This week brought in $31 million. The budget, I remember telling you, was over $230 million. This movie has $127 million here.
Huh.
Do you think, with the four movies releases coming out, which Secret Life of Walter Mitty, I don't know if that's going to really do well, but I know a lot of people are talking about it. Wolf on Wall Street, everybody's fucking talking about that goddamn movie.
Right.
Every fucking body. No, everybody's going to see it. That movie, I would be shocked if that movie doesn't make shit.
Right.
Obviously, those are going to knock it out.
Right.
Do you think this movie is going to make its budget back over here?
I don't think so.
Worldwide, it has $262 million, which obviously that's made its budget back worldwide. But domestically, this looks like it can be considered a failure.
Well, the question is, do they care about domestic? Because that was the same thing with the first one, where the first one made a shitload of money overseas. They know that's their market.
Oh, yeah, definitely, whatever. This movie is more overseas. But it made a shitload over here as well, too, because remember, it made $1 billion.
Right, and you know what?
Granted, it made more over there than did here.
I think it's another thing also where they know how much money they make from home video release, at least over here.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that does too good. Another thing is you got to remember it made a shitload more than overseas than it did domestically with the last one. But here, if you look at the difference right now, it's only a $5 million difference.
Right.
It's not really doing.
Like, it's not doing gangbusters.
Yeah, so you were right last week, because I know you backed off what you were saying. I was like, oh, fuck me. It's probably going to make $1 billion order. I don't think this one's going to even get close to $1 billion.
Well, we'll see. It could, but it's going to need a lot of help.
Because last year, not really that much came out when this movie came out.
Right.
Only thing that came out, which surprisingly, was Django.
Right. But people saw that a shitload.
What was that?
People saw that a shitload, much to our dismay.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I think that's going to be the same thing with, what's his name? I keep getting Wolf on Wall Street. That's the Django money of this year, if you would call it that, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you. Do you think it's going to make that billion now, though?
I don't think so.
So worldwide, what do you think it's going to make to overall by before it's gone out of the top five, if you can throw an estimate out there?
I think Steven Mr. Banks will back off for a bit, but it'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, I think Saving Mr. Banks will take a little break from the top five, and then it'll come back.
I personally think the same will be with American Hustle as well. I think when January rolls around, those two, like end of January, those two, because that's when Golden Globes will be over and shit like that, whatever. After that or whatever, I think those two are just going to be picking up, and you're going to see those on like the number three, one to three spots, like a lot, actually.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Anyway, well, we didn't both like The Hobbit anyway, so
right.
I just think it's interesting to see that or whatever. I wonder what the third one will do now.
Yeah. All right. So, Blu-rays and DVDs.
You know what? One more thing, too, on that. You might be right on that because the DVD and Blu-rays, they release them longer and better from what I hear. So maybe people are just saying, well, I thought I'm going to waste money to go see it when it's going to be even a better edition of it when it comes out.
Right.
Same thing with you with The World's End. You said you didn't even want to buy it until they released like some kind of
huge DVD package
with the three of them.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. So I guess it's like the opposite or whatever of that shit. So yeah, I guess you're probably right on that then.
Yeah, you never know.
So Blu-ray releases, though. Oh, my God, this piece of shit came out. We only have one major release or whatever, but this movie I saw... Which I, you know what, I'm about to do my worst of list over now. This movie is a little limited one, came out whatever earlier, well, I think in October when I saw it. CBCG.
What the hell?
You remember that one?
No.
It's kind of a kind of a musical drama or whatever. It's got Rupert Grint in it.
Oy.
Ashley Green, Rupert Grint, and Alan Rickman.
Oy.
It's fucking horrible. It's fucking horrible. Like, it is fucking horrible. Matter of fact, look it up right now. It's got an 8%. Oh, yeah, it's fucking... It deserves that. That's
fucking oy. Horrible. Oy. They.
Yeah, so, like, Rupert Grint fans out there or whatever, like him, then he can go see this piece of shit, but yeah, whatever.
What about,
And, what?
I was gonna say, what about, I think Insidious 2 comes out the 24th, doesn't it?
Yeah, we already talked about that last week.
Oh, okay.
No, we're good. The one that came out, though, is one of my favorites that didn't actually make my list. Don John.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm glad that's coming out, whatever. Man, well, how much was it? It was $2 million, right?
Yeah, three.
$3 million? Fuck, man. $3 million right there. Jesus, that's like the fourth movie this year that was only like $3 million or whatever, under or whatever, that just made a well, I guess anything, and it was going to be a shitload of money. So.
Oh, it was made for six, and it made 30.
Damn. That's still good, though.
Yeah, no, that's very good.
Yeah, is it $30 million? That's real good, whatever. John Johns, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's first directorial, and he wrote it as well, too, right?
Yes, he did.
Which is funny, because that's usually my pet peeve of movies. I don't like when people take over acting, directing, and writing, whatever, but he did it quite well, I must say, so...
Yeah, some people can pull it off.
And plus, he's doing Sandman next as well.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I heard about that. I can't wait to see Spider-Man 3 reinvented. No, I'm just fucking
oh, God.
Who else is helping him with that film as well? Because I know there's someone else's name attached to it. I forgot who it was. It was somebody big, too.
Huh. I don't know.
Because there was somebody, he's just, because I heard Duke just, he's pretty much like Poe on it.
Huh.
I forgot who it was now. I just read the article or whatever. But anyway, yeah, whatever. Somebody left in comments or whatever. Upcoming films, though. Which, this one, you know, is going to do box office. It's going to get an Oscar and everything. And you know it. It's Grudge Match.
Ugh.
Everybody wants to see Stallone play Rocky again, man. Everybody wants to see that. They want to see him in his prime. They want to see him take on Apollo again or whatever. I mean, this is the movie you've been waiting for, Lehu, right?
Right. No.
Lehu, this movie is 2 hours long. Goddamn.
Once again, yippee.
People, cut that fucking shit down or whatever. The next movie. And Frank, you know what? All these movies are 2 hours long. Jesus Christ. The next movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. All
right. Let's just get Wolf on Wall Street, the one we know we want to see.
You don't want to see Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I don't know. I'm curious about it, but I don't have good feelings about it.
I've been hearing bad reviews on it, but I gotta say, if it is a horrible movie, that is probably the best trailer I've seen all year though.
Right, exactly.
The soundtrack is great or whatever, and the visual effects of it looks great or whatever, but it is getting a shitload of bad reviews, I gotta say. I'm curious. And the next movie we have is 47 Ronin.
Oh my god, that's right. That movie's gonna bomb so horribly.
A lot of people's been saying that movie. like I'm so
nobody. Nobody cares about it.
I'm shocked by that because it's martial arts with Keanu. I saw a martial arts film earlier this year with Keanu Reeves, and it was actually pretty good.
Oh my god!
I think I talked about it last week, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
So I don't know how this one will do, whatever. But I'm curious now. So the next one's our third talk, which is it is 3 hours long. Wolf on Wall Street.
It is 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Well, here it goes.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Is that your car on the lot?
Yeah.
Is it Jag?
Yeah.
How much money you made?
I don't know. $72,000 last month.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000 on it, I quit my job right now and I work for you. Hey, listen, I quit. Yeah, I'm going into stocks.
My name is Jordan Belfort. At the tender age of 22, I headed to the only place that befit my high-minded ambitions.
Name of the game. Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
But if you can make your client's money at the same time, it's advantageous to everyone, correct?
No.
I started my own firm out of an abandoned auto body shop. We will be targeting the wealthiest 1% of Americans.
I love three things. I love my country, I love Jesus Christ, and I love making people rich. Hello?
But I needed to mold them in my own image. With this script, I'm going to teach each and every one of you to be the best.
This is
the greatest company in the world!
Teach me, Leo.
A legend.
Teach me, please.
Aren't you married?
Yeah, but married people can't have friends.
We're not gonna be friends.
I was making so much money, I didn't know what to do with it.
$26,000 for one dinner!
Dad, we're not poor anymore.
Tell them about the sides.
What are these sides? They cure cancer?
The sides did cure cancer. That's the problem. They were there. That's why they were expensive.
$22 million in 3 hours!
The real question is this. Was all this legal? Absolutely not.
Hang you up from the hill.
He's got pictures of your whole inner circle. This is bad.
It's okay.
Rub my temple.
You're all right.
This You're right here is the land of opportunity.
You just tried to bribe a federal officer.
This is America.
This is my home.
Good for you, little man.
We have a little man.
The show goes on. They're gonna need to send in the National Guard to take me out, because I ain't going nowhere!
We don't work for you, man.
You have my money taped to your boobs. Technically, you do work for me.
All right. So, you have seen it.
I can't wait to talk about this movie.
I know. I can't wait to go see it.
Yeah, I seriously can't wait to talk. Now, the funny thing is, when I went to go see it, I posted a tweet where it was saying, oh, man, like, my favorite critics have kind of said some bad things about the film. Like, before I saw it, so I was like, oh, man, I usually, when I listen to them, whatever, I kind of agree with them on things, whatever. But I was like, oh, they kind of got me a little, well, when I went to go see the movie, let's see if my opinion changed or whatever, you know. But I got to say one thing about Leonardo DiCaprio here. You know, he usually plays, like, the more serious type role, but he's always so goddamn good at it, whatever, lead him out. And I got to say, even though I don't really like the movie, which I really don't like the movie, Django, he should have been the only one nominated in that fucking movie, to be honest with you, because he was just amazing as far as being, like, something different or whatever. He looked like he was actually just being this straight-up villain that was enjoying himself. But in this movie, oh my God, this motherfucker is alive.
Yeah, no, it seems like he's really having fun with it.
He is alive. I don't know, it's just something about Scorsese. You can just bring that out of Leo or whatever. And him and Leo, man, they were... I won't say nothing else.
All right. Well, I think that could do it for this week, because I just got a text from my boss saying I'm supposed to come in, even though the schedule said I didn't. So, yippee!
Well, people, and Merry Christmas. Hope you had a great Christmas by the time this goes away, at least, or whatever. So, this has been Movie Sports Episode 92. I'm your host, Phenomenal One.
And I'm Lehu, and you all have a great week.
Have a good weekend, guys. Later, bastards.
Later.